Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley.
So we have had our first bounce of severe weather here in our listening area. There have been a few times where there's been severe thunderstorm warnings. What should people remember as it relates to watches and warnings and what that might bring for their area?
Yeah, so one of the common confusion points about weather is what is the difference between a watch and a warning? I saw a pretty cool graphic from another emergency management agency that essentially said a watch is when conditions are favorable for development. So it means that all of the ingredients are there. They're not necessarily put together, but they're there and there could potentially lead to something being built weather-wise or created. So in this example, a watch, they were putting together a taco, so they had all the ingredients. They had taco shells, you know, the meat, the lettuce, the tomatoes. And so that would really be a resemblance of a watch. So it means that conditions could, you know, the ingredients are there. It could lead to something being built, but it hasn't necessarily occurred yet. So what we should do when we hear that there's a watch is really just have a heightened sense of awareness to what's going on related to the weather and know that it could potentially lead to that creation of whatever the weather event might be, whether it be severe thunderstorm warning, tornado warning, that sort of thing. In that same example, the warning means that there is an active condition that meets the alert criteria. So that varies depending on if it's a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning. In that the taco example, if all of those components are put together in the weather, then that would mean that, you know, that criteria has been met and that warning would be issued for that sort of thing. So as you're listening, kind of picture a watch being a bunch of ingredients to make tacos and the warning being the tacos put together. All the components have fallen into place to actually make a severe weather event in this case.
Now, in terms of that, if that severe weather warning was put into place, you know, in terms of preparedness, what should people have in an emergency kit in case of severe weather? And if they build that emergency kit, where should they store it?
Yeah, we always push for people to have kind of what we call an all hazards type emergency kit. So maybe not focused on one specific thing, but if you have a spare box or a tote somewhere where you can store some items, maybe you could put in some water. That's just kind of a basic preparedness thing. The nice thing about preparedness, if you go this route, is that regardless of what might impact your water, you have water on hand. So we can, by planning for emergencies and making a preparedness kit, we can plan for an outage due to a severe weather event, loss of power. If you have a well, could be due to a water main break or something along those lines. We've been pushing a campaign for the last month or so called 20 Weeks to Preparedness. And that campaign essentially builds a small preparedness kit week over week. And every week we basically say, as you go to the grocery store, just add one or two more items to that preparedness kit. So you can follow us on Facebook and you can find that information. We've also posted it, you know, on our website as well with that full campaign, that list. In some cases, might not be doable to put together a kit in 20 weeks, so can always stretch it out and either split up, you know, when we're getting items or break them down into every other week I'm going to get items. But any step towards building a kit and being prepared at home is a good step. As far as placement, there's really not a gold standard. Obviously, you want to put it somewhere where it's going to be safe but accessible. You know, I've personally have one and just kind of keep it in the basement. It's out of the way. And the other thing with the kit is that you want to make sure that it's stocked and ready to go. So it's not always a convenience item, but certainly could be during an event, but you don't want to be digging into that emergency kit, taking the resources away when there's not an emergency.
Now, in terms of, you know, severe weather itself, people live in a variety of housing options, whether that be an apartment complex, a house, or a trailer. Now, for those people that live in a building that doesn't have a basement, where should they go in the event of severe weather?
That's a great question. One of the key parts about being prepared for severe weather, which is basically inevitable in Iowa, is knowing where you're going to go ahead of time. So whether you're at a family friend's or whatever the case may be, just knowing that, knowing where your place is going to be if you need to activate it. So for a typical home with a basement, you know, we always like to say, head down to your basement in a sheltered place away from windows. If you don't have a basement, though, we would always encourage you to go the furthest interior room of the house. So the goal being you want to put as many walls between you and outside as possible. There's also mobile homes, in which case might be better to just abandon the mobile home and go to a dedicated shelter, one that's, you know, kind of in the ground that most mobile home locations have. But like I said, it's always good to have that plan ahead of time so that during an event, you're not having to determine, you know, where are we going to go, how are we going to get there, that sort of thing.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.